Starting in early fall and continuing through the holiday season, a plethora of highly anticipated video games are released. If you can't stand to wait one more second to play one of these new releases, your best option is to come to a local midnight release like this one at GameStop. The trend of releasing new titles at midnight has gained momentum over the years as more and more people have started playing video games. I decided to check out the midnight release of Battlefield 3 and ask some customers what makes these late night releases worth the time.
Just chilling with everybody else who plays games, you know? Just, it's nice to be around people who know what the hell you're talking about.
I like to just get my games so I can wake up the next morning and get going on it when I have free time. You know, just save the hassle. It's always cool to be down here with the other gamers, get some free swag, so.
Just the amount of people that are here, it's kind of amazing to see how many people are actually interested in these games.
Getting the video games earlier than tomorrow.
The release of Battlefield 3 signifies something else for military first-person shooter fans. Competition for the reigning FPS champ, Call of Duty. Modern Warfare 3, the next iteration of the Call of Duty series, will be released on November 8th, while the last Call of Duty was the top-selling video game in all history. I asked some customers whether they were true fans of the Battlefield series or they were just hoping it would tide them over until Modern Warfare 3 was released.
Ooh, that's a tough question. I've been playing Battlefield since, like, 1942, so I've been there for a while, but Call of Duty's Call of Duty, so I don't know. I'll get them both, probably, so.
No, I like playing Battlefield better than Modern Warfare, because the levels are bigger, the game is just more, it's a lot bigger.
I always hated Modern Warfare, even back before when it was popular, so, no, I've always been a Battlefield fan.
I'm a Battlefield fan, and especially since it's about Marines, so I'm just, you know, I'm geared towards it now, but I'm not really into Call of Duty that much, so.
Kind of both. I've played some of the old Battlefield 3 Battlefield games, maybe. And yeah, I'm kind of waiting, seeing how Modern Warfare 3 is going to be when it comes out.
I'm probably not even going to buy Modern Warfare this year. Just kind of done with that series. But Battlefield 3's got them beat.
It was clear that the fans had some pretty strong opinions about which game was best. So I asked the GameStop manager which game he thought would come out in front when it was all said and done. Not to my surprise, he said it was too soon to say.
Well, that one I can't comment. Both games are really great games, and they both have a really strong fan base. So it's really hard to say which one's going to top out the other, because they're both solid games.
I couldn't help but start to think, what makes these two military first-person shooters so different that it splits the genre's fan base into two? It was indeed time to find out.
Call of Duty really hasn't done much to innovate their series since Modern Warfare 1 came out in 07, and Battlefield's just, they've further improved the destructibility of the maps, they have more vehicles with each game. It's just, overall, it's more of a squad-based game than just like a lone wolf shooter, and I mean, they have a lot more going for it.
I think Battlefield's way more about teamwork, so I'm looking forward to that, instead of like Call of Duty, you just kind of run around solo, so this is like more authentic, I think, realistic.
Destructible terrain, larger maps, absolutely a more encompassing feel. Modern Warfare always felt fairly closed in its combat style. There's absolutely no vehicles. The inability to destroy terrain is I think, a hindrance to that game.
It would seem only time will tell which game will ultimately take the first-person shooter crown. Either way, GameStop was packed at midnight full of enthusiastic gamers who wanted Battlefield 3 as early as they could possibly get it. I had to ask whether these people were going to get any sleep tonight, though I think I knew the answer.
Not at all. I took tomorrow off from work so I could play this all night.
Probably like 4 hours.
Oh, I'm probably not going to sleep at all tonight.
Tonight? I probably won't get any tonight. Tomorrow afternoon, probably a lot.